Welcome to My Shamanic Life at the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share with you the practices that keep me grounded and connected as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect. I'll be offering a 30-minute yoga practice in a few minutes, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. But wherever you're listening now, pause for a moment and notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. The deck that was calling to me this morning is a deck by Dorothy May, and it's called Archetypal Reiki. I've had this deck since it came out in 2000, so we have almost a 20-year history, but it doesn't always call to me. It sat on my shelf for years in between working with it, but lately it's been coming out more and more. And the card that I pulled this morning is Seheki. Seheki is one of the archetypal symbols. It's taught in Reiki Level 2. I've always worked with this symbol as an emotional symbol. It helps to open up what we're holding on to. And the card is about releasing bound up energy and how we work in or towards detachment. So let me give you a little bit about what Dorothy May says about Seheki. And she says, let go. Holding tight to something causes blocks in our energy system. Release your hold and let go of control in order to trust the universe. So Seheki was one of the four original Reiki symbols given to Dr. Usui. Like I said, it's taught in Reiki Level 2, and I am actually a week away from a shamanic Reiki Level 2 training that I'm leading, where we'll be working with Seheki, among other symbols. And I'm feeling some curiosity right now around why Seheki came up for me, although it's probably perfect. This past full moon, the super moon in Virgo, was challenging, emotional. If you listened to last week's podcast episode, you know that one of my dogs passed away. And this week, my other older dog, who was actually the older of the two elder dogs, had a seizure, and she's okay now, but it was right on that full moon day on Tuesday, and a little scary, although it was not her first. She had one a few months ago, so I was kind of prepared, but it came in the midst of already grieving, and I saw a discussion on Twitter. Somebody posted that losing a pet is emotional as losing a member of your family, because they are members of our family. And we don't really get space to grieve for pets. You don't get to take a day off. We don't have the social support that we usually have around death when it involves one of our human family. So I was already kind of in a raw space, really not feeling like I had fully processed what had happened the week before, and then the seizure happened. And it kind of threw me into a little bit of a downward spiral emotionally. I really had a hard time this week trying to pick myself up and get things done. So lack of productivity this week, which in a way is disappointing, because when I did my astrological work around this full moon, remember the promise was this creative, productive time. But part of the cycle of creativity is these times of quiet and feeling into emotion and just allowing some space. I do a lot of work with Seheki for my clients, but I realize that I haven't done that work for myself and called up that symbol for my own emotional space. So Seheki coming up and reminding me that it's important to let go and to trust that just because I'm in this space, this downtime, this empty, non-creative space, doesn't mean that things aren't happening. And sometimes we just need to get clear. So anyone who's Reiki 2 is tuned is probably familiar with Seheki, and anyone who is not, and if you're in the area and would like to join me, if you've got a Reiki 1 attunement in any path or tradition of Reiki, then let me know. Next weekend, March 2nd and 3rd, we'll be doing Shamanic Reiki Level 2 at True North Yoga in Keene Valley. So what do we do on our yoga mat with Seheki? How do we call this energy of release? How do we learn to let go when we're on our mats and working in this physical practice? Well, one thing that happens in yoga, as we start to create space, as we get unstuck in some of the physical places in the body, we also tend to let go of some of those emotional places that are stuck or holding. But how do we practice inviting that opening? How do we feel into that? So let's see where Seheki takes us today. Well, if you've got your mat unrolled, you can sit down on your mat in easy pose with your ankles crossed, or lotus or half lotus, if those are easy for you. And Sukhasana easy pose is not defined as a pose so much as what's your easy sitting position. What do you need to do so that you can sit on your mat so that it feels easy? And that might mean propping up. You can take a folded blanket or a cushion, put it underneath your sitting bones. You can tuck blocks or books, whatever you have handy, underneath your thighs. You can also take rolled blankets under your thighs or more cushions there. You can choose to take a different seated position. So perhaps sitting in hero pose with your feet tucked underneath you, sitting on your heels, or with a bolster or a cushion or a block underneath you. If it feels better to stretch your legs out, stretch your legs out. And for a moment, if you need to lean against something, you can lean against a wall or a piece of furniture, but we're going to need some space to create some movement in a moment. So if you can be off of something, that's good too. Chair yoga, we always say, can you get a fist behind your back? If you need to be against something, allow yourself enough space so that when you sit tall, you can get a fist behind your back. And then once you've found your comfortable seat, drop down into your sitting bones, sit tall, rest your hands on your knees or in your lap, close your eyes, and bring your attention to the flow of your breath, the natural breath coming in and out, gently flowing through your nose, down into your lungs. Just notice where the breath goes naturally on its own, without forcing anything to shift or change. And then begin to intentionally deepen your breath. Let your next breath in flow down into your belly. And start to feel the abdomen expand as you inhale. And as you exhale, feel the navel draw back towards your spine. Inhale again. And exhale. Each inhale, bringing the breath down a little bit deeper so your abdomen feels more and more full with each inhale. Each exhale, draw your navel back towards your spine. Start to lift it up under your ribs a little bit so that you're helping the breath to lift up and out of the lungs. And notice, as you deepen your breath, are there places that you resist the expansion in the abdomen? And it might be some tightness in the muscles. Maybe the ribs aren't quite ready to lift and expand yet. Maybe there's some tension in your low back that you're noticing. Does your breath catch on the way down? Are there little places where it feels like you have to work your breath through? This belly breath is a calming breath. Helps to shift the body out of that stress response and into a more relaxed state. But sometimes we resist that. Sometimes we hold on. continue to deepen your breath. You don't have to force any of the thing to let go right away, but start to notice where those places of holding are. Then place your hands on your knees. And as you take your next breath in, gently draw your heart forward, up through your arms, lift up a little bit, lift your chin slightly. And then as you exhale, tuck your tailbone and round back so your chin comes down towards your chest. Inhale, bring your heart forward, lift it up through your arms, and exhale, round back, chin coming down toward the chest. And keep this flowing with your breath. Gently opening up, lifting the heart, and rounding back. Exploring that movement in the spine, noticing here too, where are those places of tightness or tension? Those places where you're holding on. As you take your next breath in, bring your heart forward and then start to circle your upper body to the right. Rotate back into that rounded back as you exhale, and then circle your heart forward to the left, lifting the heart, the fullness of the inhale. Come around toward the back through the right side, and then around the left to come forward again. And keep circling with your breath, but don't lose that cat roll in the middle of this. So the heart really lifts forward and then really rounds back at the back of that circle. Feel the rib cage move around and notice here too, where are those places where there's resistance and holding? And maybe your circle has a little place that flattens out as you skip a spot. And you don't have to fix anything here. Just notice what's going on. And we're going to take one more circle around. And as you come forward, inhale, lift the heart. We're going to exhale right back into that cat roll shape. Inhale, come forward, and then circle to the left. And back to round. And then come forward to the right. Lifting the heart up through the arms and keep circling. So you're going in the opposite direction now, circling to the left. And notice here what's going on, what's happening in the ribs. What do these circles feel like? Is there a difference going in this direction? We're going to take another circle this way. And then when your heart comes forward, that big inhale, lift it up, exhale, round straight back. Inhale, bring your heart forward, lift up. Exhale, round straight back. And then bring your heart to neutral. Relax your shoulders down. And take a pause to just notice, can you feel the resonation of that movement in your body? And what's it telling you about places that are a little bit stuck or held this morning? And transition around onto your hands and knees. You might need a moment if you had lots of props around you to move everything out of the way. And come on to table pose with your knees underneath your hips, your wrists under your shoulders, fingers lightly spread. And just take a moment here to feel your shoulders supported by the arm bones, the hips supported by the thighs. And take a little shift over into your left knee and slide your right foot back until your legs extended. Curl your toes, keeping them on the floor. tucking them under, reach your right heel back and gently stretch back into that heel. So we're straightening the knee, the hip. Reach forward through the crown of your head so that your shoulders stay right over your hands. Feel into that stretch down the side. Again, noticing places that feel a little tight or tense this morning. And then shifting your weight forward to your hands a bit more. Lift your right toes up and bring your right heel up to about hip height. Keep your foot flexed so all five toes point down at the floor and the heel is pressing back. Crown of the head still reaching forward. Notice if your right hip lifted up higher than your left hip. Lower that hip down a little bit and roll your pinky toe down toward the floor so that the inner thigh rotates up, the knee points down at the floor, all five toes point at the floor. Feel the way your core engages there. Nice. And then if you're feeling balanced here, shift a little weight over into your right hand, float your left arm up so that your hand comes up about shoulder height in front of you. Turn your palm to face in so your thumb is pointing up. Press back through your heel, reach forward through your left fingers, and feel that extension along the diagonal. Again, noticing places that feel a little bit tight along that diagonal line. Again, maybe hanging out here. We're going a little bit deeper now by bending your right knee and keeping the knee about hip height. And then reaching back with your left hand. Put your foot into your hand. Press your right foot into your hand, and then on your next breath in, lift your heart forward through your arms. Press up and back through your right foot so that your back starts to arch a little bit. Keep your gaze down, one single focal point. Take another breath. Soften. Slide your foot out of your hand and then send your left arm forward, send your right foot back, flattening into that bird dog position again. Take another breath here. Bring your left hand down to the floor, lower your right knee to the floor, and pause in table pose. Noticing as you release a pose where the energy releases as well. And then taking it to the other side, we're going to shift over onto the right knee. Slide the left foot back, curl the toes under, press back through your heel. Keep reaching forward through the crown of your head as you reach back so you're still maintaining your alignment over your hands. Opening up in both directions. Now a little more weight up into the hands, float your left toes off the floor. Hips stay level, then heel comes up about hip height, it can be lower. Tips of all five toes point down at the floor. And if you're balanced here, shift a little weight over into your left hand. Float your right arm up. Bring that arm to about shoulder height. Turning your palm in as you reach forward through your fingertips and back through your left heel. So we're finding that opposite diagonal. Notice if you're starting to collapse into your left arm. Press your hand down and lift your shoulder out of your wrist a little bit so the shoulders stay level. And bend your left knee. Swing your right arm back and put your foot into your right hand. And then press your foot into your hand and with an inhale, bring your heart forward. Your tailbone's going to tip up towards your bent knee a little bit. Gaze goes slightly more forward, but keep the back of your neck long. Take a couple more breaths here. Now soften. Let your foot slide out of your hand. Reach the right arm forward. Reach the left leg back. See if you can pause in bird dog just for a moment. And bring your right hand down. Bring your left knee down. coming back to table, and again noticing how it feels to release. And where did you hold in that pose? Now, where is it letting go? Beautiful. Walk your hands forward 6 to 8 inches in front of your shoulders. Spread your fingers. Start to press down into the pads of your fingers. So the pads of the thumbs go down, the first finger, second finger, third finger, pinky fingers. And then feel that entire outer ridge of your palms pressing down into the mat. Curl your toes under, press the floor away, and then lift your hips. Come into downward facing dog. And it doesn't have to be dramatic in down dog. Maybe your elbows are bent, maybe your knees are bent. Keep the shoulder soft. You can pedal your heels out a few times, although we stretch that out a little bit. Sometimes it feels good just to wiggle into it. And take another breath, look at your hands, and walk your feet forward to your hands, landing in a forward fold at the front of your mat. Keep your feet about hip width apart. Let the upper body hang down over the thighs. Give your head a little nod like you're saying yes. Shake like you're saying no so that the neck is released here. Relax the shoulders. Now bring your left hand over onto your right ankle and wrap your fingers around the outside of that ankle. Bring your right hand up onto your right hip. And as you take your next breath in, lift your right hip toward the ceiling, putting a little more bend into your left knee. So that right hip pops up, the right leg goes almost straight, keeping the knee soft. And then draw your upper body long, as if you were doing a half lift, but only as far as you can go without letting go of your ankle. Spin your heart to the right. And reach the crown of your head out in front of you. And start to feel into some stretch down the right side of your waist, the outer part of your hip, and down through the outer part of your thigh. Where is there space? Where's there holding there? And then you can go a little bit deeper by extending your right arm up over your head so that your bicep is right next to your ear, stretching in that long line from your hip out to your fingertips. Keep rolling the heart open. Breathe into that side body. Take another big breath in, and as you exhale, release down so that you fall over your legs, both knees a little bit bent, upper body relaxed, shoulders relaxed, arms relaxed, neck relaxed. Now take your right hand to your left ankle, wrapping your fingers around the outside, left hand up onto the left hip, and as you take your next breath in, lengthen your spine. Put a little bend into your right knee, pop your left hip up toward the ceiling. So you want the knee to get almost straight, but not locked. So we're still using the muscles to create this stretch. Roll your heart open a little bit more to the left. Start to extend the crown of your head forward. Feel into that stretch down the side. And this might be enough for you, especially if there's a lot of tightness around the outer part of the hip or in the sides of the waist. Otherwise, you can take your left arm up over your head, reach forward. So you've got this one long line from your left hip to your left fingertips. Heart still rolling open. Breathe into it. Take another big breath in. And then exhale, release back down. Relaxing into your fold. Now bring both hands onto the fronts of your shins. And as you take your next breath in, lift halfway up. Draw the heart forward through the arms a little bit. Reach the tailbone up and back. Knees go almost straight. Just feel that stretch. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Bend your knees deeply so you can place your palms or your fingertips down on the floor. And step your left foot back so you're in a lunge. Right knee is going to be over the right heel, lifting up through your heart. Now drop your left knee down. Land on the top of your knee. So if you land on your kneecap or underneath the kneecap, slide that knee back a little bit more so that you're right at the top of your knee. And from there, you can sink forward just a bit more into that right knee. Let the hips fall into the space behind your right heel, and you're going to roll right up onto the very bottom of your thigh above your kneecap. Rest there. Feel into the stretch in the front of your left thigh, and the left hip, lifting your heart up through your arms. Now, letting the hips sink down, press your right foot into the floor a little bit more. Notice when your hands feel light and bring them up onto your right thigh. And you can use your hands to guide your right knee forward towards your toes just a bit more. At the same time, lift your heart through your arms. You know the shape. Tailbone's going to reach down the left leg. The knees are sliding away from each other. Low lunge. Take another breath. And then release your hands back down. Curl your left toes under, lift your knee, and on your next exhale, step your left foot forward to the right. Bring your hands to your shins, lift halfway up, get nice and long through your spine. Exhale, release back down into your fold. And then bend your knees a little more deeply, fingertips or palms down, step the right leg back into your lunge. So the left foot is forward, left knee stacked over the heel. And then drop your right knee down onto the floor, moving it back if necessary so that you land right at the very top of your kneecap. And from there, sink the hips down and forward a little bit into that space behind the left heel. Check in that you're rolled up onto the very bottom of the thigh. If not, slide the knee back a bit more. And then pressing down into the floor with your left foot, float your hands up onto your left thigh and use your hands to start to guide your knee forward. Right knee is reaching back, feeling a little stretch in the front of the right hip. Lift up through the heart space. Take another breath. Bring your hands down to the floor. Curl your right toes under, lift your knee, hang in your lunge for just a second, and then step forward with your right foot so that you're back at the front of your mat in a fold. Hands to shins, inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, release down into your fold. Press your feet down into the floor, and now inhale, come up slowly to standing. Tucking your tailbone, rolling yourself up, stacking your shoulders over your hips. Ears over your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Let your arms hang loosely by your sides. Taking a few more breaths. Nice. Turn to face the long side of your mat. And step your feet apart into a wide straddle. So our guideline for Warrior Two is our feet are about as wide apart as the length of one of the legs. You may be a little bit shorter, or if you're very open in your hips, you may find yourself a little bit wider. Keep your left toes pointing at the long side of your mat and turn your right toes toward the short end of your mat. And as you rotate your toes around, notice where your hips go. As best as you can today, depends on the range of motion in your hips. Turn your hips so that they're still facing the long side of the mat. If it's not perfect, please allow that. And then soften your right knee and bend your knee just until it stacks over your heel. So your shin is going to be straight up and down. Lift the arch of the left foot a little bit. Feel the pinky toe side of your foot press down into the floor. And press both feet down evenly. Again, the hips level with the floor and working toward facing the long side of the mat, although they may be rotated toward that right foot just a little bit, and you're going to allow that to keep the right knee from being dragged to the inside of the foot. We want to keep the knee joint stacked right over the ankle joint, so the shin bone is straight up and down, and the knee has the support of the skeleton rather than pulling it out of alignment. Shoulders align over the hips, and then float your arms out to shoulder height, reaching out. And turn your head to the right. Look out over your right fingers. Relax your shoulders down. Take another breath here in Warrior Two, Virabhadrasana Two. And bring your left hand down and rest it against your left thigh and back thigh. Fingers reaching down toward the knee. Turn your right palm up, and as you take your next breath in, float your hand up toward the ceiling and follow your hand up with your eyes. So you're gazing up past your fingers. Notice your right knee. Keep that aligned over your ankle. Stacked over the heel, so the shin is still completely vertical. Take an inhale, lift up a little bit more out of your right hip. And as you exhale, lift your heart up through your arms and take a little bit of a back bend, side bend combination. Slide your left hand down your thigh, reach up and out of your right hip, gazing up, proud warrior, reverse warrior, dancing warrior. As you breathe in here, notice the places your body is putting up some resistance. One more big breath in. Exhale, release your right arm all the way down. Straighten your right leg and turn your right toes to the long side of your mat again. Pause here for just a moment. What's letting go? Where did you create holding? Where is it releasing? What else is releasing? Nice, turn your left toes toward the other end of the mat. Again, checking in on the hips, allowing them to follow that foot a little bit to allow for the knee to come fully around toward the toes. Bend into your left knee, stack the knee over your heel. Again, the shin is vertical. Check the hips. Opening them toward the long side of the mat as much as is possible without straining and with keeping the left knee aligned over the heel. Reach down into the outside edge of your right foot, as if you were trying to cut that edge down into your mat. Shoulders over the hips, float the arms out shoulder height. And then spin your gaze over your left fingers. Check in with your shoulders. What are you holding in your shoulders? Can you let that go a little bit? Melt the shoulder blades down the back. Now drop your right hand down onto your right thigh. Turn your left palm up. Without changing the position of your legs, lift your left arm to the sky. Follow your gaze up. Lift out of your left hip. Inhale, as if you were trying to touch the ceiling without changing the position of your knee. And then on your next breath in, float your heart through your arms, reach up. Drop your right shoulder down a little bit so you can reach down that right leg just a bit more. And keep lifting up and over so you're not crunching up the right side of your body. One more breath. Then release your left arm down. Straighten your left knee, turn your toes to the long side, and step your feet together. Shake your legs out a little bit, wiggle the shoulders, find some release there. Now you can turn to face the front of your mat again, or we're going to work into a balance pose if you need the wall for a prop. And many days I do. You can put yourself near a wall so that you're about arm's length from the wall, facing the wall. If you're using the wall, instead of an arm being up overhead, your hand is going to be forward on the wall. Only difference. Look out ahead of you, find a focal point. And take your left arm, reach it up over your head, bringing your arm up by your ear, turning your palm in. And we're starting to find some length on the left side. Press down into the left foot. Now roll your right shoulder back. Bring your hand around behind your right hip. And then shifting some weight into your left foot, bend your right knee and put your foot into your right hand. Use your hand to guide your foot a little bit more towards your buttock, keeping your knee down toward the floor so the knees stay towards each other. You're going to feel a little stretch in the quads in the front of the right thigh. And you can stay right here. Or you can go deeper by pressing your foot into your hand and then lifting it up and back, arching your back a little bit so the heart starts to come forward past that left arm. Your upper body may tip forward a little bit. That's okay. Keep reaching out through your left fingers. Eyes on a focal point out in front of you, a little bit lower than where you would be looking if you were standing straight up and down. And keep pressing your foot into your hand so that it feels like your upper body is hanging like a hammock from where that foot and hand meet. The right hip is going to go back just a little bit, but keep moving it forward and feel the stretch in the front of that hip. Take another breath. And then very slowly begin to bring your upper body upright, lower your knee down. And when you're completely upright, slide your foot out of your hand and put your foot down on the floor. Relax both arms to your side. See if anything needs to wiggle or shake. And then come back to standing in mountain with your feet right underneath you. Again, just check in if you're using a wall, that you're still about arm's distance from the wall. Again, the arm that goes overhead would be on the wall if you're using it. Now let's take the right arm up, bringing the right hand to the right ear. Shift your weight over into your right foot. Press down into the floor as you reach up, so you're starting with length on the right side. Roll your left shoulder back and down. Let your hand come behind you. And then as your left foot gets a little lighter on the floor, bend your knee and put your foot into your left hand. Pause for a moment here, bringing that knee down right next to the right knee, reaching it toward the floor. Just starting to open up the front of the left hip, down the front of the left thigh, and then to deepen into dancer pose. Press your foot into your hand and start to move your foot up and back, arcing a little bit as you do so the heart comes through the arm. The left hip's going to come forward slightly to keep that stretch. It should feel similar to when we were doing our lunges. Lifting up, Try to keep your arm close to your ear so your gaze, again, is going to be just a little bit lower, although slightly lifted to keep the heart lifted. Breathing into it. As you take your next breath in, bring your heart upright, lower your knee down next to the right knee, standing here for just a moment, and then releasing your foot out of your hand, letting it slide out, setting your left foot back down onto the floor, standing again in mountain pose, feeling Natarajasana, release from your body, noticing where that letting go is happening. As you take your next breath in, float both arms up overhead. And then hinging from your hips, exhale, float your arms out and then down to your feet into a swan dive. Soft knees, let the upper body hang. Put more bend into your knees until you can put your palms down. Step your knees back one at a time and then walk your knees toward the sides of your mat. Bring your big toes together and release your hips to your heels in child's pose. Let your forehead come down, rest your elbows on the floor, complete release. If the shoulders are straining here, bring your hands back by your feet, drape your arms over your knees. Bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Press your hands down, lift your upper body off your thighs and slide your hips to one side of your feet. Swing your legs around and roll yourself down onto your back. When you get down to your back, bring your knees over your chest, give them a little hug, rock a bit from side to side. Let the rolling on the floor massage your back into the floor, helping to release any of that tension, that bound up energy that you created with your practice. And keep your knees bent, sit your feet down on the floor so that they're wider than your hips, coming out to shoulder or even mat width apart. And then drop both knees over to one side. And then lift them both, flip them over to the other, and just go back and forth a few times, making some windshield wipers. Letting that release. And the next time your knees fall to your right, let them go a little bit more toward the floor. The left hip might come up. Keep the left shoulder down. You can slide your arms out wider in a T. You can roll your chin to the left. Taking a twist, but keeping it very gentle. Staying present for any places of resistance in your body, any places of holding, tension. And take an inhale, lift your knees, flip them over to your left. Same thing, let them go toward the floor so the right hip comes up a little bit. Right shoulder down and roll your chin to the right so you're looking away from your knees. Easy twist, breathing down through it. Inhale and bring your knees back up. Walk your feet together and drop your knees out to the side so the soles of your feet are touching. Supta Baddha Konasana, reclining bound angle pose. If this is a fairly comfortable pose for you, you can stay here for final relaxation. If you've got cushions or rolled blankets or blocks, books, whatever you were using that you can tuck underneath your thighs to lift the knees up away from the floor just a little bit, you may find that it's a more comfortable pose. If this is not a comfortable pose for you, bring your hands outside of your thighs, lift your knees towards each other, and extend your legs out onto the mat, or make any other modifications that you need to make so that you can lay comfortably for Savasana, for final relaxation. Once you find your comfortable place, wiggle down into the floor just a little bit. Drop your arms open by your sides with your palms up. Let your eyes close. Take a big breath in through your nose and with a sigh, surrender. Take another big breath in. And as you sigh it out, release even more into the floor, feeling the support of the floor, the mat, any props you're using. Take another big breath in. And with a sigh, let go of your breath. And watch your breath as it returns to a more natural rhythm. And scan your body from the top of your head down to your toes, noticing where there are places of holding or tension, inviting them to let go if the time is now. If you're Reiki 2 attuned, call on Seheki to come down into your body and move through these stuck places. Seheki, the symbol, is an ally in your Reiki practice. And if you aren't Reiki 2 attuned, know that I am sending Seheki to everyone who is listening. Feel your body relax, your breath relax, your thoughts relax. And I'm going to leave you here, staying in Savasana for as long as you would like or are able, acknowledging the divine light that shines in all beings, that connects us and makes us all one. Namaste.